Booker Tove. Good morning. Today's parasha is Numbers 22, 2 through 25, 9. And we've heard this many times. And I got a different take on it reading it this last time. It kind of woke me up to a fact that sometimes we need to read something through several times before it sinks in. And anyway, the parasha Balak. And I was listening to an Israeli radio station that I listened to, Torah Coffee, and they had said something that caught my attention. They said this is a standalone parasha. And I thought, what? Well, I got to reading it, and sure enough, it is. 90% of this is about Gentiles. The rest of the parashas are about all Israelis, the Jewish people. And this is a Gentile parasha, Balak. And you know, when you're hit in the face, it's hard to not notice. Unless your ego is a face guard. And that's kind of what Balaam just struck me as. And I think we all know those kind of people. They've got an ego that's so huge that it's hard to get through anything. So this week's is the Gentile prophet Balaam. A man who the sages say, not me, the sages, has a prophetic vision equal to, if not larger, than Moshe, Moses. Well, he's hired by the nation of Moab to go and curse the nation of Israel. And at first he's reluctant. He doesn't really want to go because he knows in his heart that those are God's people. And he's representing the Lord, or supposed to be. And he gets tempted by all the greed that humans have. He is tempted by what they offered him, storehouses of gold. Well, anyway, he refuses for a while and then gives in. And as he's traveling, a miracle occurs. An angel blocks the way, and his donkey sees this angel, tries to get around him, and squishes Balaam's leg. Balaam comes unglued. He gets mad. And he hits the donkey. Guess what happens? Another miracle. The donkey starts talking to him. And he says, "Why did you hit me these three times?" Balaam says, "Because you mocked me. If only there was a sword in my hand, I would have killed you." Whoa. Well, the donkey continues to plead her case. "Am I your faithful donkey that you have ridden all your life? Have I ever done this type of thing to you?" Well, Balaam thinks, no. Then the Lord opens his eyes and he realized the angel's there. But you know what? I looked at this and I thought, whoa, the most astonishing part of this is not the miracle of the angel being there, but the human aspect. Whoa. How in the world can this great seer look at his donkey and talk to him and not realize what's happening? He doesn't realize there's a supernatural happening here. And then, to add it all together, how in the world is he going to get to Moab if it kills his donkey? He's going to have to arrange other transportation. Thinking is not there. No, it's not there. Anyway, this reminds me of a story by a writer, Leo Rosen. And I don't know whether you've heard of him, but in the 40s and 50s, maybe 60s too, he was a great screenwriter. He did a lot of movies. But he wrote a book, a great book. It's called The Joy of Yiddish. And he also had a lot of little sayings. One of them was, I never cease being dumbfounded by the unbelievable things people believe. And another one that I kind of like, I kind of use it now and then, but that is, money can't buy happiness, but neither can poverty. But to get on with the story, his story was, Irving, a wealthy man, walked into a pet shop and inquired about a pet for his lonely grandmother. I have the perfect gift, claimed the proprietor. It's a minor bird that talks Yiddish. It can say up to 50 different phrases. It will keep your grandmother company and cheer her up when she is lonely. A week after the gift arrived, Irving called his grandmother. Bubby, Grandma. I saw Bubby's. Bubby's are here. Grandma's. Bubby, how did you like the bird? Delicious, Irving. I had the butcher fillet it. But Bubby, that bird spoke Yiddish. Irving shrieked in horror. So, why didn't he say something? Balaam was experiencing the event of a lifetime. He had an angel directly in his path, and his donkey was actually speaking to him. But he did not notice. He had his eyes focused on one thing. His heart was set on the job ahead and the money that he might receive, the rewards. Miracles were occurring all around him. But guess what? He lost his rational control. He did not notice. He was only interested in his honor. He would have slaughtered that poor donkey on his spot. Other events occur that should jar us into rethinking our current situation. But guess what? Like Balaam, where are our minds? Where should they be? Our hearts are so predetermined on the course we've set that a talking donkey, or even a bird for that matter, could not get us to stop and think. Guess what? The world around us is filled with all kinds of miracles and events, perhaps even greater than a talking donkey. And guess what? All we have to do is listen. Are we listening today to what Hashem is saying? Are we hearing him? Or are we so predetermined that we can't hear what he's saying to us? Open our hearts in prayer to him to guide us. Shabbat Shalom.